கோல்டன் ஜூபிலி, அருணாச்சல ரமண மந்திரம், a dream fulfilled. 50 years ago, the temple at Arunachala Ashrama in Nova Scotia was consecrated, fulfilling the vision of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata, whose every breath was dedicated to his guru, Sri Ramana Maharshi. The events leading to the establishment of the temple in the rural environs of the Annapolis Valley are related by Dennis Hathel, who was present as the events unfolded and who since has been instrumental in assisting in the maintenance of this shrine of grace as a beacon light for all sincere seekers and devotees. We would see him pacing, walking around the circumference of the 100 by 100 foot long, reciting something in low tones. He was reciting the Lalita Sahasranam Stotram, praying to his master and Lord, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, that he might fulfill his devotee's dream of building a temple dedicated to Arunachala Ramana in this foreign land, on this very spot. This is what we observed during his early visits to the Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama in 1972, 1973 and 1974. He documented all his 79 trips to the ashrama in Canada over the next 25 years. And after we first opened the Nova Scotia Ashrama in the spring of 1972, the construction of the temple was the single mission that seemed to fully occupy his devotional aspirations. It was his inspired desire that the West should become aware of the divine presence and direct teaching of Bhagavan Ramana, and for him, building a temple dedicated to the sage of Arunachala was only the beginning. The first crack in the door, opening a way to fulfill his dream, came at Sri Ramana Maharishi's advent at Arunachala anniversary celebration, which took place in the Nova Scotia Ashrama on September 1, 1974. It was Mr. B.K. Raju, a Harvard-educated businessman devotee from Halifax, who said after the program, perhaps next year's celebration will be in a building dedicated to Sri Ramana. He will have his own temple. Mr. Raju was known for planning whatever he undertook with meticulous care. He knew we had no funds. We were young, had no experience in fundraising, nor desire to undertake such an endeavor, but he had a plan. Through a network of friends, he would raise the money as loans, which would be honored at some point. But how we were to honor those loans was not at all clear to us at the time. What was clear, however, was Sri Bhagavan's hand at play, and so we prayed along as well. Now, we need to travel back in time to the year 79. Yes, it was here that Venkatraman, later to be known as Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, was born in Thiruchuri in Tamil Nadu. And remarkable as coincidences can be, a corner lot from Dr. Sanders' property, the present ashrama property on which the temple stands today, had been deeded over to the school board of Annapolis County. A one-room schoolhouse was opened the very same year, 1879. After about 80 years of service, it was closed, and the local school children were bused to Bridgetown's new Elementary School. The abandoned schoolhouse and property were bought from the school board, and for another 10 years, the building was used for storage. Then, in 1969, the building was bought by a developer who wanted to use it as a utility building on a sky slope 1 kilometer east of the ashrama. The building was moved to the slope. The sky endeavor failed, and the hapless destined building lay vacant and unused until the ashram decided that this original school building would be the first temple dedicated to Arunachala Ramana in the West. So, in the early spring of 1975, the schoolhouse, we had no idea at the time that it had been built in 1879, was moved back to the newly purchased lot on the corner of Sanders Road and Clarence Roads. Then construction began. Blindly, with the faith that Bhagavan would provide, the resident devotees pushed forward, purchasing what was required and engaging workers, etc. The fact that their expenses far outpaced resources was a concern, but they believed that if the master wanted, that if it was actually his will that this temple should be built here in Nova Scotia, what was required he would provide. That youth, inexperience, naivety were all washed over by the ever-present awareness that they were only instruments of his divine plan. But with the construction of this small schoolhouse temple, they were establishing a means to immerse themselves in the bliss of self-realization and become a conduit, disseminating the grace and teachings of the master. To sacrifice even their lives for this cause would have been embraced if that were required. Such was their bhava, or inner conviction, throughout the whole undertaking. To describe the details of the final financing of the construction and the total cost of the corner lot property and schoolhouse would require several paragraphs. We can say that after a proper test of their faith and several miraculous incidents with the help of devotees and friends, especially that of Lex Hickson, a devotee in New York, all was settled happily. We always will remember that Bhagavan first inspired Mr. B.K. Raju to come forward in answer to Bhakta Bhagavata's supplications to Bhagavan. Now, after 50 years, we have come to understand that Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram is not just a building dedicated to the siren sage of the holy hill of the beacon light. It is a monument erected for those who wish to still their minds and seek the true and worldly meaning of who they really are. The Maharishi taught us to leave all our thoughts aside and simply abide as the single I consciousness, the self. His teachings and his ever-present wellness in the heart of his devotee took form in a rural community of Canada and stands after 50 years as a quiet, silent beacon offering light and guidance to those who wish to tread the path that Ramana Arunachala has vouchsafed to the world. May we all, in our hearts, hear that call, tread that path, and experience the true meaning and purpose of life.